Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Preschool Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Welcome back, Disciple Makers. It's Allegra Collins, and this week we are continuing to focus on the attribute of God, that God is the Creator. Our Bible story teaching for this week is the fall, and it comes from Genesis chapter 3. God created a perfect world where people were made in a perfect relationship with Him. A serpent tempted Eve. She and Adam ate fruit from the tree. They became separated from God. They were no longer perfect, and the world was broken by their sin. They hid from God in shame. But the Lord did not leave them without hope. He promised a Savior who would defeat the serpent and free all people from the power of sin. When teaching this Bible story, there's two words we have identified in the preschool glossary. The first word is knowledge, which a preschooler may not know what that means. So in teaching about knowledge, you can share this means to know about something. And the next word is wise, which when teaching this to a preschooler, you can share that means understanding a situation and knowing what to do. Now let's take a look at today's bright idea, which is God is holy, but people sin. Our Bible story points back to Jesus and that God is perfect and holy. Adam and Eve sinned and their friendship with God was broken. Sin is anything we think, do or say that disobeys God, and we all sin. But He had a plan from the beginning to send Jesus to die on the cross so we could be forgiven and be close to God again. The framework that we want kids to remember this Bible story in is the He, We, and Me. He is what we want kids to remember about God. So we want kids to remember that God is holy. We, what does this mean for the whole group? We sin. And me, what does this mean for me, a little preschooler's life? I sin, but God forgives. Our memory verse for this month comes from Colossians 1:16 and says, "For by Him all things were created." And our big question we are asking and answering for this whole month is, who made everything and rules over everything? God. Now, our preschool perspective for this week is focused on helping preschoolers to belong. Resilient preschool disciple makers make sure every kid feels loved, known, and part of God's family from the very first day. Kids need to feel safe. Preschoolers need to know their group is a place where they are protected and cared for. Set clear, simple rules and create a welcoming space where every kid can play, learn, and grow without fear. Remember, caring for kids physically is gospel work. Kids need to feel seen. Some preschoolers are chatty and full of energy. Others are shy and quiet. Every kid needs to know you notice them. Greet each one at the door with a smile. Look at them in the eyes and say how happy you are that they are there. And kids need to feel special. Use games, songs, and simple get-to-know-you activities to connect personally with each kid. Ask about their favorite toys, colors, or family, and remember what they share so they know you truly care about them. This week's Navigating a Broken World is asking, does God punish us? In 2017, 50% of adult believers said they believe God has punished them in their lifetime. This unhealthy fear of God often begins in childhood and follows them into adulthood. As preschool leaders, we have the opportunity to help kids build a healthy, biblical view of God that leads to love and trust, not fear or shame. In today's lesson, preschoolers will hear the story of Adam and Eve and the moment when sin entered the world. While it's important for kids to understand sin has consequences, the most important truth they need to hear is, God loves us so much that He sent Jesus to rescue us from sin. His desire isn't to make us face punishment, but He desires that we would all be free from sin. Help kids see how very much God loves them. The story of Adam and Eve is a sad one, where the world was broken by sin. But God's grace, mercy, and love for His people are clear.
You got this, Disciple Makers. Thank you for joining us today.
Remember, every story you tell, every song you sing, every high five you give is important. You're helping to build the foundation of a preschooler's faith. Keep leading faithfully and making those little disciples. We'll see you next time.